this time over extra cover. Four more. Warner on song. Oh yes, Rabada. He loves bowling at the end. He loves bowling any time. Nicely played from Cole. He uses his feet and crashes it down the ground.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of IPL on Pod. This is our second season, and this is in continuation to our previous episode where we were previewing all the 8 teams. And as you know, the last episode, which is out by the way, we spoke about 4 teams which finished in the bottom of the table. They were Rajasthan, CSK, KKR and Punjab Kings. So that episode is out, guys. So thank you for tuning in, and hope you like that episode. I hope you like this episode as well. So continuing from the last episode, we have two similar guests with us, Shantanu and Jigar from First Post Sports. They don't like to be called as the heavyweights or the senior players from First Post Sports. So just a normal introduction. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So we will be talking about heavyweights today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
This is being too humble, Anish.
This is the day where we speak about heavyweights, and we will discuss about champions, Mumbai Indians, and we will discuss about Delhi Capitals. We will then talk about Sunrisers Hyderabad and. Sunrisers Hyderabad and Royal Challengers Bangalore. So
I think we had a little guest somewhere, no?
Yes, we had a little guest. maybe Jigar, you can tell our viewers that who is this little guest?
No, Jigar has muted himself. Wow.
No, Shantanu, I think he's not
there. She is my daughter.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm there. So my daughter just woke up suddenly from her sleep. So just
Jigar, my wife how just. How is it like covering IPL with all your daddy duties?
it's tough.
It is tough.
It is tough. Yeah. But yeah, you enjoy the IPL also. So I mean, it. The kind of events out and soon, pretty soon, she'll be also watching the IPL and cricket. So she plays a bit of football, kind of kicking the football.
Does she follow Arsenal like you?
I presented her an Arsenal jersey about 6 months ago. So I think she will become an Arsenal fan.
Arsenal, I don't know, but she'll definitely become a Mumbai Indians fan. So, Jigar, I think a lot to contribute when it comes to Mumbai Indians, and I hope he will do that as we go with our conversation today. Jigar, I will stick with you. Let's start off with Royal Challengers Bangalore. Last year, they qualified for the playoffs. They finished fourth. Then they lost the eliminator, so couldn't go ahead in the tournament, and this year they've got somebody called Glenn Maxwell, who didn't have a great IPL last time around. He's not known for his IPL exploits apart from one season, if I'm not wrong. And then again, Virat is there, AB de Villiers is there, and Yuzvendra Chahal is there, Washington Sundar is there, somebody called Kyle Jamieson is also there. So what do you think about this team? And also your predictions for them.
So yeah, last year they started off well, but then slowly they started the downward spiral started for them, and somehow they managed to reach the playoffs. So basically, last time what was the problem was that they were confused about the entire batting approach that they wanted to take. So they were a very conservative and cautious in the power play starting off, and then in the middle overs as well, they were not performing well with regards to the run rate. So basically, they need to change that approach in this edition. They were too dependent on AB de Villiers to finish off the innings. He was delivering, but it's very difficult to be dependent on one player to just finish off the innings and provide that impetus in the latter half of the innings. So this time they specifically brought Glenn Maxwell for that purpose, and it will be interesting to see how Maxwell gets on, because he's been an inconsistent player in the IPLs we have seen, and if he doesn't click in that middle order, then they have a bit of a problem there if he doesn't click. So I think in overall they have a decently balanced team, but there are a couple of weaknesses that the opposition can try to exploit, basically. In the fast bowling department, they are slightly on the weaker side with regards to the Indian pacers. They have Mohammad Siraj and Navdeep Saini. If they don't get it right, they have the habit of going for runs. That's there, and it directly impacts their death bowling also, basically. So in that scenario, they don't have a quality foreign pacer also who can someone like Jasprit Bumrah or someone like Kagiso or Rabada who can turn the things around single-handedly. So there they might face the weakness, the bowling part in the fast bowling department. So yeah, they have a decent balance, and I have picked them for making the playoffs.
Okay, very nicely Jigar has explained, you know, sort of previewed the team, what they did in the previous season and where they could struggle this season, and what they did in the auction table as well. Shantanu, to me, I think, again, like Jigar said, the balance seemed to be good, but the problem here is the death bowling, and I don't think the decision to let go Chris Morris was kind of it didn't make sense to me, because his death bowling and his economy in the death bowling is something it's really good, and they let him go, and then they try to buy him in the auctions, and that didn't materialize. Then he went to Rajasthan Royals, and Kyle Jamieson is not experienced that much, at least when compared to Chris Morris. He could be a hit, he could be a flop. So that's where I think the problem is with the Royal Challengers Bangalore. Your take on the Virat Kohli-led team?
Well, Anish, I think that, like you both of you said, the squad is pretty much balanced. But, if they have a bad day, they really don't have a backup. If you look at the batting, Devdutt Padikkal, Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers, these three guys pick themselves up. It will be very difficult to drop any one of them, Kohli, of course, being the captain. If one of these three go through a bad patch, and then you have number four, Glenn Maxwell. And these four, and that's pretty much it as far as their batting is concerned. On an odd day, somebody like Mohammad Azharuddin can fire, somebody else may come in handy. But, by and large, if you look at the squad on paper, if you look at the pedigree, it's just these four. And out of these four, Maxwell really hasn't fired in what, 7 years now. The only good season he had in IPL was in 2014 when he was with then Kings 11 Punjab, and nothing before and nothing after that. So they have taken a big risk. They have taken a huge punt on Maxwell. And if he comes good, and also the important thing is where do they bat him? We have seen in the England series that Virat Kohli likes to, he has a particular template to start an innings, and we don't always see him hitting the ball from the very first over. In one of the few matches when he tried doing that, he got out. So that's not his game, and that is pretty much how Padikkal bats also. So two batsmen of the same mold, and then Glenn Maxwell not really firing over the years. I'm pretty skeptical. And then you have, when you come to the bowling department, with Siraj and Saini, young Indian pacers, they're the future of Indian pace bowling. But both of them have the tendency to leak runs, like Jigar rightly pointed out. look at the economy rate, look at the lines they bowl. Perhaps they are more suited to red ball. I don't know. Siraj has decent enough numbers in domestic list A cricket, but you know, both of them have this tendency to go for runs. And like you said, no really, you know, a foreign pacer or even somebody like Bumrah in the squad to help them arrest the tide. The few odd seasons we had Umesh Yadav shining for them in some matches. And then again, the way Kohli used him, I was not too impressed. So with these kind of limited resources, a lot will also come down to how Kohli leads the side, what kind of combination he picks, what kind of batting order he selects, what kind of bowlers he plays. So very interesting, but unlike Jigar, I haven't ticked them for a playoff spot yet. I would like to wait and watch.
Yes, I mean that's also very nicely you touched upon the why your concerns are greater than you know that's than with the team. So I've got points to add. They have got two players, Finn Allen. He's from New Zealand. They picked RCB picked him as a replacement for Josh Philippi. Maybe if Maxwell doesn't work out for them, they would like to try somebody. They would like to try Finn Allen in that spot. Maybe we have seen that in that match against Bangladesh where he really teed up and scored. You know, his power hitting was on display. And then there is somebody called Dan Christian who could be useful as the matches go by with his variations. Maybe he could contribute at the death. Again, I'm sure RCB would have seen him playing various other T20 leagues and they would have thought that, okay, this guy would be, you know, this guy would be helpful for our team. I don't see them starting right away because they have got AB de Villiers as, you know, for sure shot starter. And then they'll of course, have, you know, and in the bowling department, they have somebody like Siraj and Navdeep Saini. So I'm not too sure how everybody will fit in, you know, how Dan Christian, you know, comes into the side. But Jigar, would you like to add anything on this or do you think we have covered
I
most?
I think I have prepared an 11 which can be the possibility. Devdutt Padikkal and Virat Kohli will open the batting mostly until unless they plan to go with Finn Allen and just push others down the order to make sure that the middle order is strong enough. So Devdutt Padikkal, Virat Kohli, Glenn Maxwell, AB de Villiers, then you have Azharuddin, Daniel Christian, Washington Sundar, Kane Richardson or Kyle Jamieson would be one of the picks. Navdeep Saini, Mohammad Siraj and Yuzvendra Chahal. So these are the guys who might make it to the 11. So you can see that after AB de Villiers, they have a bit of kind of a weak spot in that middle and lower middle order.
Right.
So yeah, that's where it will be crucial. And the other point is that adaptability will be the key. So we saw in the last edition that they struggled to adapt to the different dimensions and the different conditions of UAE grounds, Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Sharjah. So
right.
This time around, they will be playing on four venues, one more than the UAE leg, which happened last year. So that's where they will need to adapt to themselves, adapt to the conditions and the dimensions of the ground, different dimensions, different conditions. They will be playing in Kolkata, Ahmedabad, Chennai and Mumbai. So that the adaptability will be the key this time also.
Okay, as you know, Jigar said that they are playing at four venues. So just let me put it out there that they're playing three matches in Chennai, two matches in Mumbai, four matches in Ahmedabad and five matches in Kolkata. So I think the four in Ahmedabad and five matches in Kolkata, taking the historical context of the venues, maybe it will be useful for batsmen, and that's where RCB batsmen might figure. I think three in Chennai, of course, Mumbai is also there. Mumbai will also help the batsmen. Three in Chennai, we don't know how the spinners the spinners might come into play, and we don't know how they will perform. So overall, we covered everything with regard to Royal Challengers Bangalore. So they finished fourth, and in last season, and Sunrisers Hyderabad finished third in the last season. So we'll move on to SRH. Shantanu, SRH is, with regard to SRH, all the key players, you know, they hardly disappoint. You have somebody like Warner, who scores runs always in IPL. Williamson hardly disappoints. Rashid is always on his top of his form with regard to his, spin bowling. Also added this season is that, Bhuvi's form. You know, we've seen against England, both in T20Is and ODIs, that he was getting back to his best. And that's always a good sign, both for India and SRH. And then somebody, they have T. Natarajan, Jason Holder, who can bowling-wise, they're also really strong. So, bowling will make a difference again for them this season, Shantanu?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm a firm believer of the fact that bowlers win new games of cricket and across formats. And we just discussed RCB, and this team appears completely different from in terms of squad balance, the bench strength, when you compare them to somebody like RCB. And interestingly, both of them had same win-loss ratio last time around, 7 wins, 7 losses for both, and equal number of points. So that's another instance of how stats can sometimes be misleading. But yeah, coming back to the point, I quite like the squad makeup and balance of SRH, and that's perhaps the reason they have so consistently made it to top four and even gone on to win the title on one occasion and in the very brief history that they have. So, like you said, the batting almost always fires. David Warner is an IPL legend, and then guys like Jason Holder. I remember he was not playing in some of the initial matches last time, and when he came back, he took to
came as a replacement for Mitchell Marsh.
Mitch Marsh. In the very first match, yeah. And to come back from that, the team I think recovered very well, and Jason Holder came in. He didn't get to play immediately, but when he did get his games, he did make an impact. Then there's Johnny Bairstow. We saw what he can do. We've known what he can do. And as Indian cricket fans and observers, we have, bore the brunt of his willow more than one occasion. Then they have Kane Williamson. So the only problem is too many foreign performers. And I think that is what impacts their balance also sometimes. So you can't drop Bairstow, you can't drop Williamson, you can't drop Warner. And the bowler you pick is Rashid Khan. I'm talking about foreign players. So there you have it. And that means that somebody like Jason Holder, somebody like Mohammad Nabi, these guys will always play catch up. So I think Warner will have to be very smart in picking his 11. Somebody like Jason Holder does deserve warrant a place in playing 11 on more occasions than he got last time round. And yes, in bowling, Bhuvneshwar Kumar comes back and comes back in on form. So that will be a big plus. And the season that they won their IPL, I remember Bhuvneshwar, that was the second coming of Bhuvneshwar, so to say. It developed those wide yorkers, his pace went up. I'm counting on that. And Rashid Khan, of course, I'm sure he'll get a few games. Sandeep Sharma, again, a very wily customer. And they have Khalil Ahmed and T. Natarajan. So Natarajan, of course, would have... We saw he how he performed last time round. He developed a niche for himself for bowling yorkers. He now has international experience also. So all in all, they look a very balanced and gifted outfit. And I would say Warner will be spoiled for choices.
Yes, and they've got somebody like Kedar Jadhav in the team as well, who didn't have a great IPL last time around. So he would look to, make his way in the playing 11 and try to perform. And, he's also, I don't know if I can use the word, he's also under a little bit of pressure. Jigar, regarding team combination, if Kane Williamson, Johnny Bairstow and Rashid Khan plays, then Holder may have to, they have to leave out, or Vridhiman Saha goes on top, and in that case, then Warner and Vridhiman Saha opening the batting, and then we don't know whether where will Johnny Bairstow will play. So the foreign players are adding little bit of causing little bit of good problem, if I can say, if I can use the word good headache to the Sunrisers.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, they found it. They found their combination the best combination very late in the last edition. They started off very poorly, and then they clawed back, winning matches after matches, because at that time they found their best combination. So this right. time around also, I think this time around also, they might have to sacrifice Bairstow on the bench, because I think Jason Roy has also joined them in place of Marsh, I guess.
Yes.
So they have the two best opening batsmen in white ball cricket, in Jason Roy and Bairstow, and then there is David Warner. So they will have to sacrifice, I think, both of them on the bench to start off, because having Saha open the batting gives them the balance in the lower order, with Jason Holder chipping in with the bat and ball also. So okay. I think their four overseas players will be Warner, then Williamson, then Holder and Rashid. These are the four foreign guys who might play for them. And as we know that it will be very difficult to bench Williamson, because he's as Warner said, he's the banker of the team. So it's a good selection headache that they have. But there are a few concerns also that the team has. One is the middle order, the middle and lower middle order, which is a bit weak, if we can say, with the likes of they were unlucky to lose Vijay Shankar last time around, the injury concerns. So then they are left with Abdul Samad, Vijay Shankar. Then there is one of Holder or Nabi if they play another foreign player, and Jadhav. So that's where the Indian contingent in that middle order will need to fire, basically. It has been the case. There has been a lot of over dependency on Warner in the previous editions also. So Manish Pandey has been blowing hot and cold, basically, in the previous editions. So their Indian contingent needs to come good in that middle order. And the second thing is their spin department. They have their main strength will be their pace department, their Indian pace bowling trio of Sandeep Sharma, Bhuvneshwar Kumar. It's a big shot in the arm having Bhuvneshwar Kumar back in. And then there is T. Natarajan, who was really good last IPL. But the spin department has a bit of inexperience. They have Shahbaz Nadeem, Abhishek Sharma, Jagdish Suchit. So these spinners, and the fact that they will be playing on spinning pitches will also come into factor. So they'll be playing five in Chennai, four in Delhi. So the nine matches, they'll be playing on slower surfaces, and in Chennai, it might turn good as well. So there, the spinners will be crucial, and they will need a support partner for Rashid Khan.
Excellent point, Jigar. Listeners will now get a good picture of Sunrisers Hyderabad, because nine matches they're playing in spring friendly venues, five in Chennai and four in Delhi. But if you look at that team composition, I think Rashid is the only sure shot starter. Of course, they have, like Jigar pointed out, they have options. I think Mujib is also now in part of Sunrisers, and Mohammad Nabi is also there. So I also agree with him, and Sunrisers need that support from the spin end of it. And if they can make most use of that conditions in Chennai and Delhi, I don't think they will have problems in qualifying for the top four, because the batting I look is batting has always been you know, good for them if their key players perform, and their key batsmen always you know, come out good. So again, Warner and Kane Williamson hold the, you know, are the important players in the batting department. Just to add on a few more points, they've got Priyam Garg in the middle order. He could come. Abhishek Sharma, both of them, we've seen glimpses of them in the previous IPL. They were impressive there, but, you know, experience again could be a factor there. So that's why I think somewhere Vijay Shankar and Kedar Jadhav have to play a big role, and both of them have to, you know, really, you know, you know, whenever the team lose quick wickets, so these two players have to come out and play a good knocks. I think that's where, you know, as Jigar said, that, you know, middle order could be a factor, and that's where Jadhav's importance rises up, and he has a point to prove. So that would be that he's, and I'll be the one who will be watching him. So that's with Sunrisers. Shantanu, you see them qualifying for the playoffs? I know it's, you know, prediction could be very, very tricky, but still I love to play this game.
Yeah. No, but, you know, of all the teams that you can predict to qualify, I think Mumbai Indians and SRH would be right up there. Always. And and these are the teams who have, and because of the balance that they have. My only, I mean, thing is, like Jigar's, I would like to disagree a bit there. He suggested that they drop both Bairstow and Roy to begin with. I would rather drop Williamson and keep one of these two because of the strike rate. And yes, among the bowlers, Rashid is a sure starter. And but I would at some point of time would, you know, try to find a spot for Mohammad Nabi as well. Because like you said, they play a lot on turning tracks. So apart from Rashid, if they can get a few games to Nabi, and I don't mind playing both of them in the same game. So
I was also going to tell that on turning pitches, they might try Nabi, who gives them a batting option as well in place of Holder or for the all-rounder they play. So that could be a good option.
Is an excellent choice. Mohammad Nabi is a very talented and canny T20 cricketer. And we saw in the few opportunities that he got last year, he didn't disappoint. So, it's there. So that's, SRH for me. And I definitely see them making it to top four. I'll be very disappointed if they don't.
Also, Anish, one more point. I think that they should bat Abdul Samad a bit up the order, maybe, to provide that explosive option in just about earlier in the innings, maybe in the middle overs or so, because he looked really good in that in the last edition, but he was not getting enough balls. Maybe he was coming down too late and he was not getting enough balls, and it was his first IPL, so kind of the pressure also gets to you. So that's what I think. He is a very talented batsman and a really good hitter of the ball. So I think they should bat him a bit up the order.
Yes, Abdul Samad is also a very good you know, option for Sunrisers in the middle order. You know, just to put it out, the numbers there, I think in his last IPL, his strike rate was around 171. This is for at least 100 runs. So that was that's a healthy number. And if he could get the number of balls, and, you know, maybe he could be a big difference in the middle order. So another excellent point, Jigar. Moving on to Delhi, before we end up at Mumbai. Shantanu, being from Delhi, do you call yourself a Delhi boy and a Delhi Capitals fan? Or no?
I call myself a Lucknow boy and a Delhi Capitals fan. But I mean, I'm super impressed by how they have shaped up under Shreyas Iyer's captaincy. And I remember Iyer taking up mid-season and then, you know, doing well. And then the next seasons, he took them to qualifiers also and took them to top four. Last season, they made it to the finals, which is a first for them. So, and now Iyer is no longer there. He's sadly injured and out of the tournament. But yes, I quite liked the way he captained the team in the last edition. they lost this team midway. Otherwise, they were, I mean, they were among the first, they should have been among the first teams to make it to the finals and were looking good to even win the finals. I mean, beat top teams. But somewhere in the middle, they lost steam. But yeah, talking about this season, I think they have a good, pretty good team and they have taken a huge step in appointing Rishabh Pant as their skipper. Mind you, they have Ajinkya Rahane and Steve Smith in the team who are far more experienced than Pant. And I would imagine there's some input of Reggie Ponting in there because it's a very Aussie thing to do. And there's Prithvi Shaw who has a lot to prove. And for our listeners, you may go and read Jigar's piece on Shaw's likely redemption. So that's a plug there. So yeah, I mean, a good team and quite like the balance. Marcus Stoinis is there. He did well for them last time. Mostly a top order batsman, but he finished games for them. Then in the bowling department, I was very impressed with the pace of Andrich Nokia. I bowled two of the fastest balls in IPL history. And so, yeah, I mean, things looking good. And, you know, they have a team to play on. They have a team to succeed on most venues in India. And yes, the only concern is the availability of Akshar Patel is down with COVID. I'm not sure what his status is right now, whether he'll be playing first few games or not. But he would be high on confidence with his dream test debut series. So that's there. And then a couple of fitness concerns. There's Amit Mishra and I think Ishant Sharma. They got injured very early in the season last time and they couldn't play. So yeah, if they stay fit and if they get enough game time, I can see a very good bowling attack. Remember, they have Rabada also in their ranks. So some, yeah, very good team. And if I remember correctly, Ashwin also got injured last time after just one or two matches. So yeah, a full-strength Delhi team, I see them causing problems to most of the teams. And yeah, and we are forgetting Shikhar Dhawan at the top of the order, over 400 runs and centuries in the, I think he scored four centuries last time. Two, I remember, I'm not sure with the four, but yeah, he did score tons. Scored rather four ducks and two centuries. Yeah, sorry. Correct.
Yes.
So he, and his change of approach was really, really good. I mean, he just took off after some conservative starts. He just took off, and that's that change in approach was very crucial for Delhi.
Yeah, yeah. And he ended the IPL with most number of fours. So I think he understands his limitations. He's not that much of a six hitter, but he can find boundaries. And that is, again, for going into a T20 World Cup year, that is a very good sign. And who knows, if good IPL can kind of resuscitate his T20 career and, you know, get him another shot at a T20 World Cup. But yeah, in IPL, if they play a full-strength team, if the players are fit, I see them going making another final. I mean, honestly, they're a very tough team to beat on their day.
Yes, and viewers, if you haven't seen that that video of head coach Ricky Ponting talking about team values and what he expects from the players of Delhi Capitals, please go ahead. And it's really, you know, good to see this legend of this game at his, you know, vocal best. We have seen him at his, you know, while he was playing at his, you know, best on the field, but off the field also is, you know, with, when it comes to delivery with the words, I think he's also really good at that. So please watch it if you haven't. Putting out a few pointers out there. Rabada and Nokia might miss. I'm sure they will miss the opening game because they are in the bubble and they will come out. It will take time for them to step out on the field. So that means probably Chris Woke will get a chance to play. Chris Woakes missed the last IPL in UAE because of personal reasons. So his replacement, I think Nokia, and he pressed, especially in the first half of the tournament, Rabada and Nokia were outstanding. They exploited the conditions in UAE at the venues they were playing, and they produced wickets. Jigar, over to you. Do you also believe, like Shantanu, that if everything goes right for this team, they will end up in the finals?
Or yeah, maybe
step further this time.
Yeah, maybe this time they need that push. They need that push to go one step further. And I think that they are very good contenders for making that final, first of all. So last season they started off really well, and then again a downward spiral, a bit of a downward spiral, and they were receiving that setback early in their innings, basically with Prithvi Shaw failing innings after innings. So that used to put them back on the back foot most of the times. They were losing wickets in the first over, sometimes on the first ball, sometimes on the second ball. So it put the entire batting lineup in the back foot. You see, Rishabh Pant, he was not his old self. He played at a strike rate of 113, which is very, very, I mean, un-Rishabh kind of strike rate. And then there is Shreyas Iyer, who played at a strike rate of 123.27. So that approach, the batting approach, took a hit in the last season. And this time around, Rishabh will be captaining. So he is riding high on confidence. And I think that confidence will be really crucial in this IPL. He has had a really good start to this year, and he's played really good in Australia, in England, and he's been riding really high on confidence. And that captaincy responsibility, I think it will be interesting to see how that captaincy responsibility will change his approach. I don't think his approach will change personally, because I think he might go that natural aggressive way that he plays, because the Indian team has been backing him to do that. And also, with regards to captaincy, having the likes of Ajinkya Rahane and Steve Smith by his side, and someone like Ricky Ponting in the back room, it will help him a lot. Steve Smith, I guess Steve Smith might warm some benches in some matches, because they need to find that balance in their four foreigners. So, but having these players with pedigree who have captained earlier will help him on the field as well. This is his first year of captaincy, so there will be a bit of nerves, but I think he is a confidence player, and with confidence on his side, he will come good. They tried the captaincy with Shreyas Iyer, and he did well in his first year. So these youngsters, their confidence, if they have that confidence going, they can be really good, and it will be a very good experience this time around for him, Rishabh Pant. Learning experience mainly.
Yes, and you know, Rishabh Pant is in a golden patch, and you know, unfortunately, when Shreyas Iyer got injured in that game against England, and we got to know that he will be out for months. So I was wondering, maybe why don't Delhi Capitals give a chance to the captaincy armband to somebody like Ravichandran Ashwin? So I was wondering, maybe that would be a good pick. But again, Rishabh Pant is also, I'm excited to see him leading the side, as Jigar said, that you know, with experience, and you know, it will be a great learning experience for him, and he's a confident player. Like, if you give him confidence, then I think he's a match winner out and out. So I think that way, I am also looking forward to Pant's leadership skills, how he brings out the best out of his team. Shantanu spoke earlier about Shikhar Dhawan and the importance of him having a good IPL, because his place in the national T20 side is not sure. We don't know. He played one game against England in the recent T20 series, then he was dropped. So last year he had a good IPL, and I say good IPL because he scored two centuries. So this time maybe he will make a statement with regard to strike rate as well, and you know, with the help of you know, the backroom staff and his team, maybe he could really make a big case for himself for the T20 World Cup later this year. Similarly, I think Ravichandran Ashwin, who's not playing limited overs for his national side anymore, also have a thing to prove, I think, and he spoke about this earlier as well, where Ashwin wants to play the limited overs game, and he wants to play in the T20 World Cup later this year. So his performance would also be, I would be keenly watching him, because I think he'll be the key as well. His his bowling in the power play helped the team last time around, and then he got injured, and then he came back and performed in the later stages of the IPL. So his bowling, we'll see if Rishabh Pant chooses to, you know, bowl him in the power play, and in that case, how will they, how will he perform? Also, Delhi are playing 3 matches in Mumbai, 2 matches in Chennai, 4 matches in Ahmedabad, and 5 matches in Kolkata. So 4 venues, variety of venues. It'll be a good test for them. Shantanu, do you want to add anything with Delhi, or are we done and we'll move on to the defending champions?
I think we can move on, but yeah, I would like to add that, you know, if a lot depends on the, like I said, the fitness of the players, like, you know, Ashwin and Amit Mishra, Ishan Sharma, these players are not known to be, you know, they are very injury prone, let me put it this way. And and if even two of them are available throughout the season, I think Delhi can go all the way. And imagine them being playing the finals in the absence of these three players last time round. And what could they do if they play the full strength team in most of the games? So all excited for them, and also very excited to see Rishabh Pant captain the side, a very exciting young batsman. I know enough has been said about him and the kind of patch he has been in. I just hope that you know, the dream lives on for him, for this youngster.
Over to you, Jigar. Mumbai Indians, you have the floor. Please let it go. Please talk about the defending champions. Are there any concerns?
That's what I wrote in the preview, that there are no glaring weaknesses that this team has. The best part of Mumbai Indians is that while teams take 4, 5, 6 matches to get their combination right, Mumbai Indians are ready with their lineup, basically. They know what their lineup is. They know what their 11 is. It's just going out there and executing their skills, basically. That's it. So, you see, they retain their core. They have used the least number of players season after season. Last season, they used 15 players. That was the least among all the teams. So, they know... And even if the players that they select fail in 2 or 3 matches, they back them, basically. They back them to come good. So... They know what their team is. They know what their strengths is, and they just have to go out there and execute their skills. And they are very heavy on the skill part as well. If you see that lineup that Mumbai Indians has, it's a really good mix of experience, flamboyance, kind of all round ability that that the likes of Hardik Pandya, Kiran Pollard, Krunal Pandya have. So, all in all, I think the teams might still try to exploit the spin department, I guess. Because last season, we said that they were short on the experience in the spin department, with Rahul Chahar there and then Jayant Yadav there and Krunal Pandya being inconsistent. So, this season, they have added Piyush Chawla to the side. Piyush Chawla has a really good record in the IPL, third highest wicket taker. He has won 2 trophies with KKR. So, he brings that experience. He had a tough time last season with Chennai Super Kings. Maybe his worst season in the IPL, I think. So, this time around, they have added him. And maybe I think the go-to spinner will still be Rahul Chahar. And if required, they can have the services of Piyush Chawla on the spinning pitches. They can have that balance there with regards to spin. So, not a glaring weakness, but the opposition will still try to attack someone like Krunal Pandya, who has this ability to go for runs if things don't work out. And he's not kind of a wicket-taking bowler. He's kind of a containing bowler. And... Mumbai have specifically used Jayant Yadav for matchups, basically. Last season, they used it against Delhi, who had a lot of left-handers, the off-spin against left-handers, which worked really well for them. So, batting department really good, bowling department, pace bowling department, they have Jasprit Bumrah, they have Trent Bolt, two of the best in the business, and then they have added Marco Jansen from South Africa. They have this this knack of picking. That's where I'm coming to. They have this knack of picking up bowlers who bowl fast, basically. So yes. Last time we had Pattinson. This time we have Adam Milne. So they might unleash one of these players and surprise the batsman, basically. So yes. All the departments look formidable for them.
Yes, Shantanu, imagine doing a three-peat, you know, winning an IPL for the third team. Famous sporting teams have done it in the past. Chicago Bulls is what coming into my mind. Australian cricket team have done it in the ODI format.
Yeah, there are All Blacks.
of course, there are All Blacks as well. So, yeah. You know, this is somewhere, I think, do you think Rohit Sharma would be thinking about this? You know, he's got the team, he's got basically everything covered. It's all about clicking and from the first game and then producing results one game after another and clinch the third trophy on the trot.
Yeah, I would imagine so. See, they say losing is a habit and so is winning. And, you know, there goes the saying that Shane Warne was perhaps the best Australian captain they never had. And in a few years from now, we may have the same thing to say about Rohit Sharma. So, yeah. I mean, look at his record and the tactical changes that he does, you know, the way he conducts his team, the way he just marshals the resources that he have. And he's very fortunate to have the players that he has at his disposal. And that is what makes the captain, essentially. But if you look at the squad, the top four, when the fearsome top four, Rohit Sharma, Quinton de Kock, Ishan Kishan, these three, and then you have Suryakumar Yadav. And, you know, each of these top four players had a good season. And most teams would be happy with that top four. Thing is, what separates Mumbai Indians is they have another set of three or four batsmen following them. So yes. on rare occasions when their top order fails, when they lose a couple of quick wickets, you know, you have Pandya brothers and then you have Kieran Pollard. So, you know, with a batting order like that, I mean, the core, Jigar, I think he mentioned at the start of his answer, the core is very settled, and that is the reason that they keep winning with the same set of players, with the same mindset, you know, not too much of tinkering with the squad, a very, very settled outfit and a very, very settled, you know, team that knows how to win. So that's about the batting and in the bowling department. Yes, there's Bumrah and there's Bolt. And I remember one of those spells that they had last time under lights. I think it was when one of these eliminators. Oh, wow. And these guys can bowl. And with most of these matches, at least the initial part of these matches happening under lights, I mean, it would be a joy to watch them swing the ball. And in the spin department, I think we have already discussed there's Krunal Pandya, there's Rahul Chahar, and they have gotten Piyush Chawla to address the hole in spin. So all bases covered, they will be the team to beat. And the only thing that may go against them is complacency. And but you know, observing the team over past so many years, you don't win so many IPL titles, you know, by being complacent.
Yeah.
So the five wins, and you know, I see it very difficult for other teams to stop their juggernaut. And this cricket is sport; anything can happen on a given day. But of what evidence that we have before us, I see them playing another finals and perhaps winning it too.
Fantastic.
Anish. Yeah. One more point I want to add. If they get Hardik Pandya to bowl, basically, he started bowling for the country. He did not bowl much in the ODIs, but in the T20s he bowled. So I think four overs they can get out a few overs from him. it would be very crucial for them in allowing them to play an extra spinner, because they played 9 matches combined in Chennai and Delhi, and right. where the spinners will play a part. And Piyush Chawla has that experience of playing on various pitches over the years. So that will help them. And also Hardik Pandya's slower cutters and slower bouncers on these kind of sluggish pitches, slow pitches, will be very difficult to hit on those pitches. So Hardik Pandya and even Kyron Pollard, those two bowlers, they can also utilize these two bowlers on those pitches in order to slow the pace down, basically slow the pace down and make it difficult for the batsmen to hit.
Yes, as Jigar mentioned, they are playing 5 matches in Chennai, 4 matches in Delhi, 3 matches in Bangalore, and 2 matches in Kolkata. So that's like 9 matches in sprint-friendly conditions. Jigar spoke about Piyush Chawla. So if Hardik Pandya, you know, bowls, and if Rohit Sharma thinks that he's, you know, thinks that his Pandya is fit enough to bowl and he can bring out maybe 2 or 3 overs from him, I think Piyush Chawla would be a great addition. They have got Jayant Yadav as well. I think we spoke about him before as well. And he also performed, if I'm not wrong, in the final of the last season. He came up and he took the key wicket, I think, of Shikhar Dhawan, if I'm not wrong. I don't remember it. But yeah,
I think they dropped their main spinner. It was a very brave call of dropping their main spinner and going with Jayant Yadav. So that is the Mumbai Indians team management for you.
Yes.
They are not shy of taking those brave calls. They know their matchups.
Yes, Shantanu touched upon it as well. You know, maybe Rohit Sharma will never get to captain then an Indian side full time, but we are seeing his brilliance as a leader on the field for his IPL team. So I think, I also think that Mumbai Indians are the team to beat. Unless and until something disaster happen, I don't see them faltering. I would at least expect them to qualify for the final. And if this team deserved to win IPL trophy. And I think with the years of performance, you know, in last 5 years, they have been really good, and they can go and win it for the third time, and that'd be great for the fans, for the franchise, for Rohit Sharma, for the team, for everybody. I think we have got.
Remember, we used to say the same things for CSK a few years back.
Yes,
but you know, very similar in their makeup, but suddenly things started going downhill for them. So, somewhere down the line, I'm sure Mumbai Indians management would have taken their lessons.
Yes.
You know, that a settled course is one thing, but you know, they say your biggest strength can be your biggest weakness. Mm. So, what if the settled core, grows old together? They lose form together. Mm. So, I guess it's also imperative to build a strong bench and. And I see Mumbai Indians doing that. Observing Rohit, the skipper, I feel that, you know, he would have observed CSK's season closely, and he would have assessed his resources. And even the Mumbai Indians management, they're very shrewd in that sense. And it's a legacy that they have built, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. A very strong team.
Yeah, they have a really good scouting system as well. They travel to different domestic tournaments. They have this knowledge of overseas stars and stuff. So
Marco Jansen was the really one good... they picked, right?
So they had been scouting him since 2 years, I think. So they have been really really good with their scouting system. Kiran More was a part of it, and then earlier there were there was a good support staff that used to help them. So they have a really good system in place, and that's it's the entire system. You need that entire system to work well for a team to succeed, and that's what we are seeing with Mumbai Indians.
Fantastic. Hopefully, I'm sure Jigar will be, I think, will be the one who will be hoping the most to see them.
He'll be having the last laugh.
He'll be having the last laugh. I think we got
the only problem is that I am always thinking of republishing my Mumbai Indians previews and reviews. So,
so you find it difficult to find new things. Guys, we have little more time about discussing something like player of the tournament, orange cap, purple cap. You guys want to pitch in with your predictions? Jigar, Shantanu, anybody can go ahead.
I think for the orange cap, I would pick Virat Kohli this time around. Opening the batting, he has a decent amount of time in his hands and he will be raring to go for that title. Been underperforming, the team's been underperforming over the years. So I think Virat Kohli ahead of the World Cup hitting that form would be great for him as well. Breaking that century duck also. He has been not getting to that triple figure mark. So that's something I think that will happen sometime in the tournament.
Shantanu?
Well, my pick for the bowler is Rashid Khan. And for the batting, I would like to go with Jigar. I really want Virat to fire. Last season was a bit of a disappointment. There were a few matches where he did fire, but it was a very stop-start kind of a season for him. One can understand he was coming out from a bubble and stuff. And now that he has played some cricket at a stretch and he looks far more settled. He has won a couple of series also. So I would imagine he would fire and batting at the top of the order, you'd get enough time and enough number of balls to do that. So that's there. And Rashid, I believe, is my contender for purple cap because the tournament is being held in India. A tournament is being held in the hottest months of the year. So the pitchers, of course, will assist. And I mean, he's not that he's the bowler who would really want a wicket to assist him, but yeah, that would be an additional thing, a bonus of sorts for him. And I think he took 20 wickets last time round and bowled at an economy of less than 6. I mean, that's unbelievable. And took 20 wickets with batsmen trying to play him out. So, I mean, what a bowler we have. So, I would really love to see him get the purple cap.
Okay, my predictions are, I think for the orange cap, the usual suspects, Warner, Rahul, Virat Kohli, though I would want somebody like Glenn Maxwell to finally fire and score consistently. That guy having a ending up with orange cap would be great. I hope that happens. Purple cap is... Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Shardul Thakur are my two picks. Shardul has improved tremendously. We've seen that against England as well. He has developed this ability of picking wickets in the middle overs. So that's where I think Bhuvi, again, out of fandom is what making me say that maybe Bhuvi. But I agree with Shantanu. I think Rashid got a big chance because Sunrisers are playing 9 matches in spin friendly. That's Chennai and Delhi. So we never know. He might just turn up and pick wickets and batsmen failing to read him, failing to read his balls. So that's my pick.
What I'd also like to look for is one fiery spell from Onrik Nokia. I remember those two balls he bowled in one of those league phases, 156, 155. That kind of pace.
Josh Butler, right? Over was really, really tremendous showing of skills.
What an over, it reminded me of that Michael Holding over. Not that I'm that old, but I've seen that over a number of times on YouTube. Michael Holding to Brian Close, that kind of stuff, and that's scary. So, as they say, there's no substitute for genuine pace. And if you have that, bowl it. one or two that kind of spells, and we'll have a cracking IPL.
Yes, and on that day, I think Nokia had the last laugh where he took the wicket of Jos Buttler with the stumps flying around. So guys,
we might see them in Kolkata and maybe in Mumbai as well.
Yes.
Those kind of spells from the bowlers. Mm.
All right, then. I think we've covered basically everything right from the previous episode. We started with Rajasthan Royals and we are ending with the Mumbai Indians and our predictions for purple and orange caps. Thank you, both of you, for your time.
Anish, before we end, I have a question for our Lucknow boy. So we might have two more teams in the next edition. That's what they are planning. So if a Lucknow franchisee comes up, will he switch his support? Will he switch his jerseys?
That's a no-brainer. yeah, that's a no.
Come on, man! You have been supporting Delhi since 13 editions now.
If that you see that, I mean, food is supreme for me. There's nothing better than Lucknow food. So, I mean, by that strange logic, I'll support Lucknow team.
I mean, Shantanu, the best you could hope for is that Delhi ending up with the trophy this time, so that you don't feel bad about switching alliances. The next season when Lucknow...
He'll be ending his support on a high.
That's what I want to say. I'll be going on a high.
We all have our dreams. So hopefully yours get fulfilled, Shantanu. So, thank you, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Thanks, Anish.
Also, thank you to our listeners. Hope you will enjoy this conversation and hope you will listen to our... other episodes as well. We will keep putting out this podcast as the season progresses. We'll cover everything A to Z about IPL, and do let us know if you have any questions or if you want to tell us about anything about the game. So please, we are there. First Post Sports is there on Twitter and as well as on Facebook as well. And then thank you, guys. That's all. We will meet again soon. And for now, bye.